Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf kuf. We're holding the Mishnah, which is roughly a quarter down the Amud. As you recall, when we're talking about Lechem Aponim, the key date on the calendar is Shabbos. And according to our Tana, you bake it on Shabbos, you're Mesader it on Shabbos, you do the Haktoras HaBezichon on Shabbos, and then you take off as a result of the Haktoras HaBezichon, you matter the Lechem, and you're able to go and allocate the 12 Lechem Aponim to the Mishmar HaNichlas and the Mishmar HaYotzei. Okay, all of that is pretty straightforward. Now, what happens if there was a change in the calendar, in the sense that they didn't do it properly? Instead of being Mesada the Lechem and the Bezichon on Shabbos, they did it partially on Shabbos and partially after Shabbos. Like the Mishnah says, Seder's a Lechem on Shabbos. That part is good. They put on the new Lechem upon them on Shabbos, and if everything worked well, they would take it off the next Shabbos, then they would eat it. However, v'yasa Bezichon v'yachar Shabbos, for some reason, they would not Mesada the Bezichon on Shabbos, but rather only on Sunday. It doesn't say why. Maybe they didn't have any Levoina that day. Maybe they forgot. An Oinis, a Shoigig, doesn't matter. The bottom line is that they were not Mesada the Bezichon on the Shulchan on Shabbos together with the Lechem. And the Kehanim figured, okay, well, we put on Sunday, but we still got 6 days to go. The Hikturis of Bezichon is Shabbos. And now they were Makta the Bezichon the following Shabbos, you know, as if nothing wrong. No, says the Mishnah, it's possible. Why is it possible? Says Rashi, because it's Mechusar's man. Because both the Lechem and the Matir, which is the Bezichon, have to be on the Shulchan from Shabbos to Shabbos. If you only had it from Sunday to Shabbos, you only had on it 6 days on the Shulchan, when it's supposed to be 7 days on the Shulchan. And because of that Mechusar's man, the Lechem is possible, and you can no longer go and use it. And any, like any carbon that becomes possible, you're going to have to go and burn it on the base of Deshin. Continues the Mishnah, and because of the fact that Haktorah is possible, Ein Chayavan Alei Mishim Pigol Noisim V'tamei. What would happen if at the time the Koyin is being Makter those Bezichon on the next Shabbos, and he's not supposed to do that, and it's Mechusar's Man, and therefore it's possible Bezichon, so the whole Haktorah is possible. So if Bishas Maisa, our good friend Brother Shai was telling me before, he's concerned that we don't have any mention of Pigel for the last few days. Well, Baruch Hashem, Chozer HaTor LeYoshna, we're back to Pigel again. And what happened was that as the Kohen was being Makter the Bezichon, he's thinking about eating this Lechem upon him tomorrow, or 2 days from now, or whenever. That's, of course, normally a Machsheves Pigel. But here, this Machsheves Pigel does not cause the carbon to become Pigel. Why not? Says Rashi, because if you want something to be Pigel, as Brother Barry keeps on saying, it's got to be pigel perfect. And it's not pigel perfect. Says Rashi, Shalei korev ha-mater kimitzvosoi. The mater, which is the bezichon, you were not makter them properly. Since you didn't do that properly, so it was as if no haktorah took place, the whole machsheves pigel didn't take place. So it's gunish mit gunish. Furthermore, if you were to go and eat now from the lechem, the next day, or 2 days later, or whatever, there would not be a din of noiser, because noiser is only by a fully-fledged kosher carbon. This is not a full-fledged kosher carbon. The lechem is never ro'i la'achila, because the haktoras of bezichon was not materit ba'achila. So, if you ate it, you ate posel l'kodshim, but you didn't go and eat pigel, or you didn't eat noiser, I should say. Since you didn't eat noiser, there would not be a din of koris. There's also not a din of tomei. What means tamei? Normally, if a person eats a korban and he is tamei, typically by the kohanim that are eating all the kodesh kodeshim, if they have tumas aguf and they go and eat from a korban, it's a din of kares chas v'shalom. Here, this does not apply. Why? Because there was no korban to speak of. This lechem never became this kadesh biktushas lechem haponim to be able to go and eat it. And Rashi quotes the Gemara that we had earlier in Daf Chofei, "Hanitala tahoirim chayavan ola mishim tuma." The she'ena nitala tahoirim, there's no din of tuma, since a korban, a koyin tahoir would not be able to go and eat from this lechem because this lechem was never had the benefit of a matir. So if that Kohen that wants to eat it happens to be Tamei, there is no Chiev als a Tamei Dika person eating from a kosher carbon, because this was not a kosher carbon, because there was no proper matir.
It is Mekabel Tuma though as Ochal though, isn't it?
So, I mean, every Ochal is Mekabel Tuma.
It's not considered halachically as wood.
No, for sure not.
If it became Tamei...
Before you continue on, remember we're dealing with a different situation. Talking about Tumas Aguf, that the Koyin
who is
Tamei, and the Koyin and the Korban is perfect.
Right.
If the Korban happens to be Tamei and a person eats from a Tamei Dikaparim, there's only a lav. There's no din of Karis. So we're just focusing on
the Karis level Krems.
Exactly. And now we have a similar case. Sider es alechem is a bezichon b'shabbos. He went and it was Masada, the lechem, the bezichon Shabbos, so that was done perfectly. No problem. However, this koyin was a shtickel zrizin makdimin, the hikter is a bezichon liachar Shabbos. Instead of waiting a week, I don't want to wait a whole week to be makdir the bezichon. Oh, okay, we'll eat the lechem next week. That doesn't bother me. But I want to make sure that the haktoras bezichon was done properly, and already Sunday morning was makdir the bezichon. Avada, that's a mechusar's man, says the Mishnah, psula, the matir was not hutr kim mitzvasai, so therefore the lechem will continue to be possible like in the first case, and once again the same halach. I mean, chayav and aleim, you should pick a nois v'tamei. Why is there no chiyav pick a nois v'tamei? Because you didn't have a proper matir to be matir the carbon. So therefore, the carbon which is a lechem upon him never became a full fledged carbon in the sense that it's mutter b'achila. Why is it not mutter b'achila? Because there was no matir. When there was a matir, he was makter the bezichon, but he did it prematurely. He did it on Sunday instead of waiting for Shabbos. So since it was loy hutter ki mitzvasai, then you don't have a dinner pickled, even if he had a bad machshav of eating chutzos manai, worthless. If you were to go and eat the lechem, there's no din of noiser, because this was not a fully baked, so to speak, carbon. It was fully baked lechem, but it wasn't a fully baked carbon because he didn't have a matir. And once again, if the person was eating it as tamei, no din of kores by eating it betumas aguf, because it's not a full-fledged carbon that could be eaten by tohid. The final case, again, similar, but different. Sidr shalech was masad v'lechem. V'yes bazichen li'achar Shabbos. On Sunday, they didn't do it on Shabbos. On Sunday, they put on the lechem, they put on the bezichon. They ate the bezichon b'Shabbos, and once again, he was makter the bezichon the following Shabbos, where we only had the benefit of lechem on the shulchan for 6 days. Oh, it's again possible because of the din of mechusar's man. The lechem, as well as the bezichon, have to be a full 7 days on the shulchan. Anything less than that is a mechusar's man. Here we only put the lechem mezichon only from Sundays. From Sunday to Shabbos is only 6 days. But in this case, however, there is an eitzah that we don't have by the first two cases. What's the eitzah? Keitzah yaseh. What he can do is yanichen l'Shabbos haba'ah. He can just continue to leave the lechem and the mezichon on the shulchan for another week. And therefore, instead of them being on the shulchan for 7 days, or because he initially put them on Sunday, if he wants to go and use it the next week, that would only be 6 days. Rather, by leaving it one more week, it's going to be 13 days.
Be hot.
It'll still be as hot as it was. Shafilehi ala shulchan yomim rabim. Ein bekach klum. Even if you left the yom rabim. Now the Gemara, the Mishnah's usage of the term yom rabim is a little bit more to be emphatic. But he certainly doesn't mean you can leave it there for 3 months. What he means to say is that the fact that it was there 13 days will not possible. However, if in fact it's going to go on to the next Shabbos, then you'd have a problem of lina. Because just like every other carbon, you have to go and do what you have to do within its time frame. For instance, Zrika Saddam always has to be done during the day. Once it's Shkia, it says, can't do the Zrika Saddam. So, sorry, the carbon, you cannot be matir. Here too, the removal and the eating of the haktorah of the bezichon has to be done after a full 7 day period. But since you cannot do it during the week, because it has to be done from Shabbos to Shabbos, so they put the bezichon and the lechem on Sunday. Next Shabbos is, sorry, it's too short a time, it's only 6 days. Wait till the following Shabbos. Now I have a full 7 days from a Shabbos to Shabbos. And the fact that there were 6 days more, that doesn't bother me. But you certainly cannot leave it now for the following Shabbat or Shanish, because then it would be Pasul Belina. Now you gotta do what you gotta do, and that is go and be makter it on that Shabbos, And if it came Matzah Shabbos and you weren't Makter yet, it'd already be too late. And that's what we have here in the Mishnah. Rashi asks, why don't we say the same thing vis-a-vis the first case in the Mishnah? Mm. We started off Sidus Alechem B'Shabbos. There's a Bezichin Li'achar HaShabbos, and he was Makta the Bezichin B'Shabbos. Why don't we say there too? Don't be Makta the Bezichin on that Shabbos, because we have the Bezichin only placed on Sunday. Sunday until Shabbos is not enough time. So let's go and tell the Kehanim, like we said at the Sefer, go and Yani Chen L'Shabbos Abba. Since the Bezichin only were on the Shulchan starting from Sunday, okay, don't be Mimakta them the following Shabbos. Wait another Shabbos, like we said at the end of the Mishnah.
Because they're twin. These are, you're separating the Bezichin is 6 days, and the Lechem is seven.
And therefore?
So therefore you don't have a complete 7 days.
So wait another week, and you'll have more than you'll have.
No, but then you have the problem. The bread is already there.
Then the bread will have a din of lina. That's the problem. So you look at the top Rashi here in the Mishnah. So it's Rashi Posel. Remember, that was the case that the lechem was put on the right time,
right,
but the zichem was only put on Sunday. So Rashi's kasha is, let's wait another week. Don't be makter the following Shabbos, but wait one more Shabbos. So it's Rashi Posel mechusas manu shaloi hayel shulchan l'shishiyam. The Bezichin were only on the Shulchan for 6 days. Here you can't go and say, let's go and leave it for the next Shabbos, like we say at the end of the Mishnah. The Kivin the Lechem Nizdar Kedinoi B'Shabbos, since the Lechem was put on the Shulchan properly on Shabbos, Kidshei Shulchan, the Shulchan now was Mekadosh, and now I have to wait the 1 week until the next Zman of involving this lechem. You can only wait it one. You can wait with the bread on the shulchan for 1 week until next Shabbos, because after that it's going to be mifsa b'lina. So that was in the first case. Second case, in other words, the final case in the Mishnah, which we just had now, that you don't have a problem of being caught posel b'lina on the next Shabbos. Why is that? Because the Mishnah is talking about over here that both the Lechem and the Bezichim were put on Sunday. So when it comes the next Shabbos, you want to be makta the Bezichim, it's Mechus Zman, it's too early. Go and wait for one more week. Aye, the Lechem is going to be there, possibly. It won't be possibly because it didn't go from Shabbos to Shabbos. Mm-hmm. And therefore, the next Shabbos, you'll go and be makta and everything will be just great. We're going to talk about this more in the bottom of the Amid. Zokti Mar Tanan Hasam. This is a Mishnah in Masechtas Yuma. Amalem Amamuna, Tzeur Ereu Imegia Zman Shchita. What's going on? It's the morning, Grada, as we'll see shortly. This is the morning of Yom Kippur, but this could be any day of the week as well. That what happens is we're going to do the Shchitas Oiles Tomit Shul Shachar, which is the first major avoider that you do. And what happens as the Shoichet is getting ready with his Chalif to go and Shecht, the Mamun, whoever's in charge, goes and says, Rabbo Yisai, make sure im higia zman shchita, meaning, is it already the zman of Netzachama, viseshelechtig, and therefore, is it time that we can go and start shechting the carbon. So im higia, if in fact, higia zman shchita, haroya oimer, haroya means the person that went out to go and check whether in fact it is light on the horizon. He says, yes, Bar Koi, Baruch Hashem, siz lechtik. Rashi says, Bar Koi, hey, Rayoim, yes, go outside, you can see Baruch Hashem, there's light. Matisya ben Shmuel Aymer, that was not sufficient. He would go and then ask, hey, Pnei Kol HaMizrach, Ad Shebachevroin, is it only a little bit of light? Or in fact, is there so much light that is light that you can see all the way to Chevron, or at least the light extends all the way to Chevron? Why do we mention Chevron? After all, who cares? We want to know here in Yerushalayim, where we're shechting, is there light? Do I care whether there's light? So Rashi reminds us, yes. Yishene Chevron. So Rashi reminds us, in Masechtas Yuma, Rashi says it over here, and Rashi says it over here again, that in Talmud Yerushalmi it brings that the reason why we want to be Maskir Chevron, especially on Yom Kippur, Kinei Lahaskir Yishene Chevron, to remember this chus avos that we have, and not only this chus avos, this chus imois, all of those that happened to be yishenim in the Moris of Machpelah, that they should come and afford us Klal Yisrael with the schusim, so that we should have, especially on Yom Kippur, a kapor and a slicha, chas v'sholom, for any avoinis that we may have done. And again, the Roya says, "Yo, yo, yo, Baruch Hashem, you can see the light extends far beyond Yerushalayim." Why did we have to go through this whole show and tell every single morning? He asked whether it's Higiyas Mashchita, did it go all the way to Chevron? Says, "Well, I'll tell you why. Shapam Machas Olam Moir Halavana. One time the moonlight was very, very strong. The demon, they thought Yehir Mizrach. They thought, because of the light of the moon, that it's as if, or not as if, they thought that in fact it was Netzachama, when in fact it was not Netzachama. And what happened? Shechtu Satamid, and they shechtu the Karban Tamid. And afterwards, when they realized, we made a big boo-boo, that it was not Netzachama yet, and eventually they had to take the base of Sreif. In other words, they had to go and burn in the base of Deshen together with all the other Psulei Kabbalas. Okay. Now, the Mishnah continues on. Vayridu Koyin Gadol LeBeis HaTevila. And they went and took the Koyin Gadol and sent him down to the Beis HaTevila. Since this Mishnah is a Mishnah Masechtas Yuma, and since the Koyin Gadol is doing all the Avoidos that day, as you know, that's this week's Parsha, and Parsha's Achri Mois, and he had to each time, when he switched from the Big Day Lovin to the Big Day Zov, and Big Day Zov to Big Day Lovin, he had to do each time 10 times Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, and 5 times Toivling. So this is the first Avoida that the Kohen Gadol is going to do. We haven't done the Avoida yet. We just have everybody ready. We asked Haroya, is it lit up? Yes, it's lit up. All to Chevra? Yes, all the way to Chevra. So, Shnal, Kohen Gadol will go and go to the mikveh to be able to go and do the first Avoida of the Shechita. For you, Kohen Gadol, Beis HaTevila. And now there's a general rule in the Mikdash that applies at all times, that any Koyin, and in this case the Koyin Gadol, who has to do the Avoida, Kol HaMesich Es Raglav To'in Tvila V'Kol HaMatl Mayim To'un Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Anytime during the day when a Koyin had to be excused, either for purposes of urinating or for purposes of defecating, he always had to go and do something after that to be roy to continue doing the Avoida. So if it was Mesech Es Raglav, Rashi says it means he went out for Gedoylim. Gedoylim means he had to go to the Beis Kisei on the big side, yeah? So then you have to go and Toivel Mikveh. V'chalamat l'mayim, anyone that had to urinate, then when he came back, you didn't have to go to the Mikveh, but you had to do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim from the Kiyar. Okay, how does this come in? Rashi says, go and look it up in Masechtas Yuma, there's a discussion over there why this brings it, but apparently what we're saying is the Kohen Gadol during the night presumably at some point had to go use the facilities, and when he used the facilities after that he may have gone already to the mikveh if in fact he went l'gdoilim, and now when he's getting ready to go and do the avodah, we tell him that mikveh that you did until now, that was by necessity because you went for gdoilim. But now we're starting off the 5 tefillahs, 10 Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim for today Koyin Gadol, so start again, go into the mikveh. So that's apparently the connection. They told the Koyin Gadol, now it's time to go to the mikveh. Even if he were to say, I already went to the mikveh, shkoyach, but it could be that either in between he may have already had to go to the facilities for gedoylim, or even not, if prior to the earlier tefillah it was because of the gedoylim, then he has to do now a lishma type of tefillah. Anyway, ayin shem mesechtes yuma, that it goes into that in greater detail. But now, let's continue on. Tani Avud Reb Oven, the father of Reb Oven, brought the following braisa, Loizu Bilvad. Now this Loizu Bilvad is not going on the Tevila, it's not going on Heir Pnei HaMizrach, but rather it's going singularly on this halacha, that because the Karban Oila was Shkishochten prematurely at night, without waiting for the next day, in other words, because they thought it was sunlight, but it was really only moonlight. Oh, unfortunately, that Tamid was messed up. So the Avud Rebbe brought a brisa that said, not only in a case of a carbon such as a karm oilas tamid, ela filo oilas oiv shenim leka belayla, umincha shenikmetza belayla. The same halacha would apply. Teitze lebeisas reifa. What's the chiddush of this price? Loizu bulvad. So Rashi brings that. What's the problem with shechting a korban at night? Because it says in the pasuk, biyoyim zivchachem ye ochel umi mochras. Biyoyim zivchachem, on the day that you bring your zevach. Zevach in this connection means shechting, like we had at the beginning of Sechtes Vachem. Kol hazvachim shenizbechu shaloy lishmon ksherim, etc. Oh, shenizbechu means that they were geshachtim. So biyoyim zivchachem, you have to go and shecht during the day and not at night. If you shecht it at night, it's possible. So loizu bavad, not only something like a korban, which is nizbach biyoyim zivchachem, the same thing applies to oilas oif, which we know there is no shechita, there is a malika. And a mincha, of course, is no shechita, but we do a kemitza. Same halacha applies, takes to the base of shreif. Oh, zok tibar, this bishloim oyle sa'oif. I understand why. Mishum dali efshel hadura. Oyle sa'oif, you cannot go and reverse it or remedy it. Meaning, once you've done a malika, the oyle sa'oif is dead. There's no way of resuscitating and doing a tchias amesim. So since you did it prematurely, mechus man at night, well, it's possible, and therefore you have to put a basis, right? El mincha efshel mahadur koymis leduchte. Become as be a mama. Why don't we go and just redo it? As soon as we tell, as soon as we see that the Kohen is making a kmitza of the mincha at night, we should tell, Mr. Kohen, go back to Kohen school. You made a big, big boo-boo. Go back, if they gave you a diploma, return it and ask for a refund. You went 5 years to go and study old halachas. What are you doing a kmitza at night? So let's go and take that kmitza and just restore it, put it back into the original karma. It was possible anyway. I mean, he didn't do a good job. Put it back into the rest of the isaray, and come to your mom and redo the kmitza the next morning. This is something that l'chayr can be remedied. Everybody, he was the one that brought the price, and he explained it. Klishoris mekajin shaloi bizmanon. The klishoris in Mekadesh, meaning after he takes the kamitza and puts it into the klishoris, then whether you like it or not, it becomes kadosh automatically, even though it's mechusar zman. So even though you cannot go and bring it now for a korban and put it on the mizbeach, but still it gets infused with kedushas haguf, even shaloi bizman. Okay, so therefore the next day you can no longer return it and put it back into the original soil. This is Rashi. Why can't you go and do that? Because it's not just plain soilus like the rest. This is soilus which became kodesh during the night, and now by the morning time, since you weren't makter it, and of course you couldn't be makter it at night, so then it gets posel belina, therefore you cannot go and restore it to the original shirai. I'm going to bring you a raya from a Mishnah or a Braisa, nishtozai. What does it say in the Braisa? Kol akor biyoyim kodesh biyoyim. Balayla, kodesh balayla. Bein biyoyim uvein balayla, kodesh bein biyoyim uvein balayla. Kol akor biyoyim, any type of korban that you would normally bring during the day, then its kedusha is chal in the klishoris during the day. So what do we mean by that? Rashi says, kigoin stam kabonis. Regular, normal korban. Says Rashi, kodesh biyoyim, nosnei the klisharis biyoyim, klisharis mekadshoy. Rashi is right before the wide lines. Since it's a kodesh biyoyim dikka korban, if you insert into a klisharis, it gets its kedusha. Anything which is balayla, kodesh balayla. Now this is not clear what this is referring to. Rashi says kodesh balayla is referring to kigoyin minchas nesachim. Yeah, because minchas nesachim we can even bring at night. We've already quoted this gemara numerous times. Minchas neskeyem afilu belayla v'afilu ad asar yoyim, even 10 days later. Exactly. So this minchas nesachim, since you can bring it at night, it gets neskadish in the klishor is belayla. So what's the next case? Bein b'yoyim ubein belayla, anything which is kodesh both during the day and at night. Kodesh. So what case is that? That you can bring something both during the day and during the night. So l'choira, that's the minchas esachim case. That's not the balayla case, because of course minchas esachim you can bring during the day. L'chadchili, you should bring it during the day. You bring your korban oila as an accessory, an adjunct, go and bring also at the same time Menchas Tzachem. If you didn't bring the Menchachem, then you could bring it later that day, you could bring it at night, you could bring it a few days later. Oh, so that's the case of the Kodesh Bein Bayoim Ubein Balayla, then that's something which is Korev Bein Bayoim Balayla, becomes Kodesh in the Klishor is Bein Bayoim Bein Balayla. So Ibazoisa, what's that middle case of that something which is Korev Balayla, Kodesh Balayla? And because of that, the Shittur Mekubetzes, in fact, takes that case out and says the whole thing is a mistake. It should only say, Kol HaKorev B'yoyim, Kodesh B'yoyim, Kol HaKorev Bein B'yoyim U'Bein B'Layla, which would be the Minchas Tzachem, Kodesh Bein B'yoyim U'Bein B'Layla. That's how, and therefore when you have in the Rashi, the first wide line, B'Layla, that's really the tail end of Korev Bein B'yoyim U'Bein B'Layla. Which one is that? That's the Minchas Tzachem. That's how the Shittur Mekubetzes, he changes the gears a few times here and inside the Gemara. However, the Banam Tosis also addresses the Shaila, and he writes B'Layla, Pirish B'Kuntris, G'goin Minchas Nesachem, V'yesh Meforshim Hatovas Neirois, that means, presumably the Hatova merely means the Hadlokas Aner, and that is done nighttime. And therefore, maybe that's what the Korev Balayla is referring to. But Tosis says, Leshayach Azel Lashon Korev. It's not you're being Makarev, Makrev anything. You're being Madlik, you're not being Korev. So therefore, that case in the Braisa is a Bisle Shveh. But the important thing is for us is the ratio of the Braisa. Kol HaKorev B'yoyim, Kodesh B'yoyim. Zoktimar Kol HaKorev B'yoyim, Kodesh B'yoyim. Mizach Mashmat, Davka. When does it get a Kedusha Saguf in a Klisharis? Only by Yoim, in Balayla Loi. Oy, so that being the case, coming back to our din of the Kemitza, where Kohen did a Kemitza at night, and he put it into the Klisharis. And we said a moment ago, said Avua Dereb Ovin, that Klisharis is Mekajin Shaloi Bizmanon. Here I see, no, it's only Kodesh B'yoim. B'yoim in Balayla Loi. And for the Gemara, there are two different Kedushas that we're talking about that the Klisharis can infuse in the carbon. What is that? When this Braisa says, it's only Kodesh B'yoyim in the Klisharis, but not B'layla, ain't a Kodesh Li Karev to go and give it a Kedusha, to go and bring it as a carbon, that it cannot accomplish. Of a Kodesh Li Pasel, but it can infuse Kedusha to Pasel the carbon. Aha. So therefore, if you want to go and bring a full-fledged carbon, and, for instance, a carbon mincha l'mashal, don't put it in the klisharis at night. If you put it in the klisharis at night, it does not get any kedushas haguf. When will it get a kedushas haguf? During the day. However, to go and parcel the carbon, if Pekoyim did a kemitza, and put that kemitza at night inside the klisharis, now it becomes possible. Why does it become possible? Because I cannot bring it now, because it's mechusas matis during the night. As a result, you cannot remedy it the next day by extracting it from the klisharis and returning it to the shirai, because it already came possible as a result of being in the klisharis, balayla. So both this new brice that we brought and the Tani Avud Ravavin, both of these brices are consistent that klisharis is Mekadish at night, and it's also not Makdish at night. It's Mekadish at night to go and Li Basel, but not Li Karif.
Why are you insisting that it's the Kemitza in the second Kli Shoreis that's the problem? Isn't the Solas that goes into the first Kli also a Kli Shoreis that's Mekadish?
But he didn't do anything with that. He only did the problem with the Kemitza.
But if you put the Solas into the Kli Shoreis prematurely, and time passes, isn't it possible even if you didn't do anything, if you just were...
Let's look at the Rashi Mekachin. Rashi is about 8 lines before the wide lines. Mekachin, v'zeh shekomat, v'nosan koimetz v'kli, he didn't just leave it in his fingers, he put it into the kli. Avgav delay lavzman kiddushu, mekadish le'kli, v'shuv i'ef sheli arvoy b'shirayim, you can no longer take this kmitza and try to restore it and put it back in the original shirayim, v'lachma v'likmoit, and do a new kmitza the next day. This kmitza already got a shame koimetz by putting it into the klisharis, and since you can't be mekadish it at night, it automatically got blemished, becomes a balmum by putting it into that klisharis, and it becomes posilikun, kedusha li posil, but not kedusha li karif.
I thought it was more that the klisharis that you took it from gave the kedusha shirayim.
That was the dry measures. Those were not mekadish, if I remember correctly, right? We had the saron, we had the special kli for the saron, and and that was not Makadosh.
There's a machloikis whether Midas a Yovish is Makadosh or not, but yes, according to those Madiyam that hold that it's not Makadosh, does not give a Kedusha. But after you go and measure it in the Isoren measuring cup, what you have to do from that point is now pour it into a Kli Sharis,
right.
And even before you pour it into the Kli Sharis, you have oil that is poured initially in the Kli Sharis,
and then
you put the Isoren in it, and now it gets a Kedusha Saguf. It only gets a Kedusha Saguf that now it has a din of a Karban Mincha. However, we have to now go to the second stage. And what that second stage? After you do the Beli Limit, the Yitzika, you got to go and do now a Kmitza. That Kmitza, in turn, has to be placed into a new Kli Sharis. And that Kli Sharis, now you take it up to the top of the Mizbeach, and then you go and pour it onto the Marach.
If it's
Barry always asks correct questions.
No, but then if it's already Makadosh and the oil and everything else, mm-hmm. So then it should be.
So the assumption is that in the first Kli Sharis it was done during the day. It was done at 5:55, 5 minutes before Mincha. Everybody's getting ready. They're saying Kabbalah. He's saying, I'm not going to say Kabbalah. I'm going to do the carbon. He put the Mincha into the Kli Sharis, and now it's perfect. Kedusha. Now a Kohen has to do the Kmitza. But instead of doing the Kmitza still during the day, he says, after Mincha, we'll do the Kmitza. This is one of those shuls where they daven a little bit late, and by the time they finished davening Mincha, it was already nighttime. Oh, now he did a Kmitza. Oh, this Kmitza was Apostle Kmitza. No problem, so just put it back, and I'll do it tomorrow morning. You know, nothing. I didn't do anything wrong. Oh, he did something wrong. What did he do wrong? He placed it into a new Kli Sharis, and that new Kli Sharis now infused the Kmitza with Hilchais Kmitza, but not with Hilchais Kmitza Ksheira, Hilchais Kmitza Psula. Because the Kli Sharis does afford Kedusha, but not afford Kedusha at night. Not infuse it with Kedusha to be able to go and bring it for a Karm, but infuse it with enough Kedusha to go and passel it.
Two steps. First Sefer Makadosh, but that has an additional Kedusha on the second Kli Sharis.
Exactly right. And that's Kli Sharis, unfortunately, had Kali Gemach. Instead of infusing it with good Kedusha, infuse it with passel Kedusha, because you don't do it at night. Moisim Reb Zeira. So now Reb Zeira go and ask Akasha from our Mishnah, and we're focusing on the final case of the Mishnah, and the Gemara repeats it verbatim. Tzidus Alechem Yisem Bezichen Acher Shabbos. Instead of putting the Lechem Bezichen on Shabbos, they put it on Sunday. Linktus a Bezichen B'Shabbos, and now they were makter the following Shabbos when it had only been on the Shulchan for 6 days instead of 7 days. A Mechusar Zman situation. It's possible. No good. Kate said, Yasa, have an Eitzah. You know what you should do? Don't go be makter it on the following Shabbos, but wait another Shabbos. Yanichem le Shabbos abo. Shafili hiya le Shulchan Yom Ram. Even though the Bazichan and the Lechem have now been on the Shulchan for 13 days, Ein Mekach Klum. Garnish Mekadosh. Frank Timon, Misol Kedai Techli. Shoris Mekachin Shaloi Bizmanon. If you're going to tell me like Avua Dereb Ovin brought in his Braisa, that in the case of the Karban Mincha, the Kli Sharis is Mekadosh, the Pasel, even Shloi Dizmanon. So why don't you go and say the same thing over here? Likdosh, Vli Pasel. Since the Karban stayed on the Mizbeach, not the Mizbeach, since the Shlechem Apodim stayed on the Shulchan beyond the normal time of Shabbos, why don't you go and say, okay, it doesn't become a Kiddush to be able to go and bring now, I got to wait until next week, but it should become Pasel. It should be Kodeshli Pasel Belina. See, look at the second wide line. Likdoish mi echad b'Shabbos, as soon as the next Sunday hits, right, they put it on Sunday. They could not be makter it on Shabbos, but now it's a week later on Sunday now, mi echad b'Shabbos. Likdoish v'chi moti idach d'chad b'Shabbos, li posel belina l'metzoi echad b'Shabbos. Sherisho'a yoyse mishmoyni yamim. The first day on that Sunday, it gets infused with Kedusha, because it's now in the Kli Sharis. It's not possible yet, because everything so far is okay, except that he put it in the wrong day. The next Shabbos, it's only 6 days, I can't go and be makter now. But next Sunday, can be makter then anyway, because it has to be done on Shabbos. But as soon as it's Matzah Echad B'Shabbos, interesting Lashon of Rashi, then Matzah Sunday, Sunday's now over. Now I have a full 8 days, 8 days meaning from Sunday to Sunday. If you're wondering, what that's only 7 days, so it's like a bris.
Just as young.
What suddenly makes it Yom Kippur? Any child that's born Lemusha on a Sunday, a boy, when do you do the bris?
On Sunday.
Because that's considered to be Yom HaShemini, that's the 8th day. So if you went and put on the zichem and lechem on Sunday. So the next Sunday, matzah that Sunday, it's already too late because you should have done the bris on that day. In this case, you should have been maktub bezichem. I can't be maktub bezichem on Sunday. You're right. You shouldn't have put it on the shulchan in the first place on Sunday. But as soon as that Sunday ends, why doesn't it become possible at that time frame tomorrow? Liktish will live soil. So you're going to tell me, well, that's not this man to go and bring be mak to the bezichin. You're right. But we just said now that the klishoris in the Makadish live soil. Oh, this thing more discussion. Amar Rabba. Man de kemoisif shaper kemoisif. The person that asks this kasha l'choyah freight good, but don't go and say that Vud Reb Ovin made a mistake, like the Gemara says, bedusihi berusihi, like we had a couple of days ago in the Gemara. No. Because after all, Avud Reb Ovin Nami Masisakomar, he brought a brisa, and you can't just go and say, well, that brisa doesn't know what he's talking about. You could say that the brisa is not lehalacha, because there are other Tanoim argue. But what are you going to do with that brisa? The brisa Taka says very clearly that Lagabi the Kemitza, you cannot return it, because it becomes posel, it becomes likodesh, lifsoil. Everything Gemara, Kosova, Laila, Ein Mechusar Zman, Hayomim Mechusarin Zman. There's a difference between the Mechusar Zman of Laila and the Mechusar Zman of Yomim. What does that mean? It's a difference between day and night. Beautiful. The difference between black and white, day and night. Laila is really not Mechusar Zman. What means it's not Mechusar Zman? When you're Mekadesh in the Klishores at night, although it's Taka night, no question, but just like we have Vayi'erev Vayi'voiker Yoim Echad, that the Jewish day starts at night, here too, when he was Mekadesh inside that klishoris at night, it's as if it was already morning. Oh, if it's already morning, so why don't you go and bring it on the Mizbeach now? No, you can't do the Mizbeach because it's not a psul of Mechusar Zman, it's just that the Mizbeach is closed, so to speak, it's locked up overnight and you don't do Haktorah at night. But it doesn't mean that it's Mechusar Zman that it becomes posul at night. When it will become posul, it's going to be posul the next day. But at that time, you do not say that Laila is Mechusar Zman because it's already the new day has begun, starting from Shkia, starting from Tzeisik Chavim. We're now counting already the next day. So Laila is not considered to be Mechusar Zman. I say Bazoi, why don't you go and return the Kemitza back to the Shirayim the next day? The reason is because, in fact, it did become Niskadesh, Takali Basel, and the next day you cannot go and return it. However, the Gabi the Yomim that we were speaking about, there is, that has a Mechusar Zman flavor to it, and since it has Mechusar Zman flavor to it, in fact, it does not become Niskadesh Basel during that interval of the 7 or 8 days vis-a-vis the Lechem upon him. The Gabi, the Kemitza, the reason why you couldn't bring it at night is not because it didn't get Kedusha from the Klishars. It got the full amount of Kedusha, but the Bismigdish is closed at night, so therefore you can't bring it. By the time the next day hits, it's already too late. Now it's already possibilina. Mashenke, in the case of the Yom Mechusarim, there it's Takim Mechusar Zman. Because it's Mechusar Zman, the Klishars of the Shulchan does not infuse it with the Kedusha to pasel it. Not only doesn't give the Kedusha Likarev, it doesn't even give the Kedusha Lipasel. Why? Because it's Mechusar Zman. It's totally premature. It's like thinking of trying to bring a Korban on day 7 before it becomes day 8, or trying to go and do a bris on day 5, 6, 7 and not day 8. You're not there yet. It's Mechusar Zman. So therefore, any insertion of the Korban Mincha, or in this case the Lechem upon him, and the Bezichen on the Shulchan, does not get the full Kedusha, evenly possible, because it's too premature. You can't even talk about it. Can you start eating matzahs a day before Pesach? If you eat it, it could be kiboil. Yeah, well, only on Erev Yom. Good. But you get the idea. Zutimor, okay, so I understand the concept that is different between Laila and between Yom. But soif, let's continue making the same cheshbin vis-a-vis the korban lechem upon him, and that is Sakti Mara Kimoti Laila de Bei Shemshi Likdosh V'Liv Soil. Why don't we make the following cheshbin? I only put the lechem and the bezichen on the shulchan on day 1, meaning on Sunday. Maske. Now, when it comes the next Shabbos, at that time that Shabbos Deval is still Mechusar Zman. However, says the Gemara, Kimati Leili the Beis Shemshi, in other words, when it's already Friday night, when we are about to go and be Mekabel Shabbos, and it's going to be Shabbos the next morning, it's going to be already Shabbos from that night, of course. So now, since we said that Laila is not considered to be Mechusar Zman, so now, at this time, it's as if I'm inserting the Lechem and the Bazichen on the Shulchan, not on Shabbos itself. I'm already inserting it on Friday night. It's already there on the Shulchan Friday night. And since you just said that the night is the beginning of the day, so it's as if I went and inserted it on the day. So then, now it's properly installed, and now it's properly done. A week later, full 7 days, next Friday night, which is a Friday night of the following Shabbos, it should now become possible. Why should it become possible? Because now I've had the full 8 days from Friday night to Friday night. So Likdosh, let it become Kaddish, V'lifsal, it should be possible at night, so that by the time the next morning arrives, it's already too late, because it was already Nifsal B'layla. Let's look at the top Rashi. Kimati Leila D'Bei Shibshi, Shul Shabbos Rishoyna. Shabbos Rishoyna means, remember, they put the Bezichen and the Lechem on Sunday. Now this, the following Shabbos, which is only 6 days later, Likdosh, now it should become Kaddish at night. Do Amris Laila Eimachus Zman. Okay, Laila, it's as if it's already day. I can't do anything at night, but it's not Mechus Zman, it's not premature. And now Velivsel, now fast forward 7 days, Velivsel Baleil Shishi Shol Shabbos Shaini Belina. As soon as we reach the next Friday night, and now it's the next morning, it should be possible Belina, because it was on the Shulchan for more than your full 7 days or 8 days, depending on how you count it. And now it should become possible Belina. It was there from Friday night through the next Friday night. And by the time you get to the next morning, I should go and say it's possible. It should become Likdosh V'Lifsoil, because now I did it at night. Not that I did anything at night, but just the fact that it was on the Shulchan at night, that should give it an automatic infusion of Kedusha. And so the next Friday night is already 8 days later. It should be Likdosh V'Lifsoil. Everything in the Gemara is a very fascinating teretz. Omarova, v'shekodam v'silek. That that we said in the Mishnah, that you can leave it Yomim Rabim until the next, the following Shabbos, is talking about that in fact he took it off the Bein HaShmoshes of the first Shabbos. You see, if you look at the next Rashi, Shekodem Vesilkoi, Koidem Bein HaShmoshes Shabbos Rishoyna, Vesider LeMocher. He took it off, in fact, that Friday night. So there was a period of time where the Lechem upon him was not on the Shulchan was empty. What did he do with that Lechem upon him? Vesider LeMocher, he put it back the next morning. Oh, so it's as if he's doing it now correctly. It's as if he never put it on the previous Sunday because he took it off. So now he's being misadered on the following Shabbos. Oh, that's when you're supposed to be misadered the Lechem upon him on the Shulchan. And now wait another 7 days, and next 7 days later he'll be able to go and be makdeh.
When did he take it off?
He took it off Friday night.
Six days after he mistakenly put it on Sunday.
The first Friday.
That's what Rashi says. Ben Yisrael Shabbos Rishayna. And as a result, it never became Niskadish that night. And so therefore don't say, well, 7 nights later, in other words, in the eighth night, it should become possible, Lina. No, because he didn't have it on the Shulchan that night. When was he Misadar? He put it in on the next morning, which is, in fact, the normal way you put it.
Right.
Oh, so then you just wait now your next 7 days and go and be Makta the Bezichan. If you're not Makta the Bezichan next week on Shabbos, and now it's Motzei Shabbos, then it'll become possible Lina. But as long as you do it from Shabbos to Shabbos, then you
so
did
the
it.
The magic way. Moment is Bein HaShmoshes on Friday.
Exactly right.
That's the magic moment. So by not putting it on the first Shabbos and putting it on Sunday,
mm-hmm.
you're Mekayim Lechem Panim Tamid on the Shulchan that week.
That, presumably that's why he did it.
Right. And mm-hmm. then so you take it off Shabbos before candle lighting, as mm-hmm. it were.
Exactly.
And you put it on the silver or marble table.
Exactly.
You hold it there. Uh-oh. Next morning you put it back, and now you start the cycle correctly.
Exactly.
At the dangerous moment for Lina is Bein HaShmoshes on Friday. Is that
exactly right?
So he tabled it.
He tabled it. Well, that was great. Now, which table? It was on the shayish, was on the silver, was on the gold.
No, it has to be on the silver, because what's on the gold? Malam Kedushin Bein Maridin. You can't bring it back.
Yeah, but that's also gold. So from gold to gold is okay.
Well, I don't know. You want to put it back on the silver because you want to do it because Sidra already. You want to,
Whatever. Right. Hopefully this never occurred, but were it to occur, then we'd have to start scratching our heads which table we should put it on. Anyway,
so our Mishnah is talking about, and that's the case our Mishnah is talking about?
That's what our Mishnah is talking about at the end. When it says, Kate said, yes.
Yamim Ramim, except for that window of time from Lichtson till
12 hours or whatever it is from that night until the next morning.
So when you're reading the Mishnayos and you're looking at the Nosei Kelev, they're all saying, but it's.
Yeah, that's a remechser of a Hakik
Tani. Yeah, but when I don't, that's the first Teretz. It's a new Teretz, so I say.
That's the exercise of metal.
Good. Anyway, Marava Kishikon Masilik. Marzutu same Ravashi, I have a different text. I feel the same Mishaloi Kodamasil. You don't even have to remove it. Why? Kimin the Sidra Shaloi Kimitzvasai. Since you put the Bazichan and the Lechem on the Shulchan on Sunday, Nasa Kimisha Sidra Hakoif. It's as if a monkey went and put it on. In other words, where's a Mishigana at Sidraita? Why are you putting it on during the week? You know you're supposed to go and do it on Shabbos. You miss Shabbos for whatever it is. I feel so bad. Let's go for the Sunday morning. Wait until the next Shabbos. But the fact that you're doing your week, this is Gunish Mit Gunish, it says yet. You went through
mechanics.
The mechanics, another time. You went through the
motions.
The motions. Shkoich. Went through the motions, but Masi, you didn't do anything. Will you store it then? Okay, maybe you hadn't had it in a freezer. Maybe you had it in an oven.
You don't want to get moldy and
everything. Zok to Mishnah Beit. Next Mishnah. Shtei halechem ne'echoles ein pochas mishnayim v'lo yoyser al shloisha. What is this all about? Remember we've had a mandiyam, we've had a machloikis back a few days ago, whether the afia of the shtei halechem, as well as the afia of the lechem upon him, whether that was doiches Shabbos or not. Did you have to do it on Shabbos itself? Or could you even do it the day before? Remember, Rabbi Kiva said that anything that you can do before Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. The problem is, if you're going to go and do it before Shabbos, will it become possibilina? And that depends on whether Tanner is Mekadosh, ain't a Mekadosh. So we had this discussion already back on Daf Tzadik. And if you remember, the Gemara says this is not just in the times of Chazal, depends on how you understood the story with David and Noivir Kehanim, where he gave them a sof and said, hey, don't you realize it's choil? What means it's choil? Either that he was telling them that, why are you baking it now? You have to go wait until Shabbos. If you're going to go and do it now, it's going to tana mekadosh. It's going to be possible in it. Or according to the other man, the Yomer, he actually did it on Shabbos. He said, he shouldn't do it now on Shabbos. I will hold like Rabbi Kiva, anything that you can do before Shabbos. So that's, machloikis goes back a long, long time ago. So we have now the same discussion over here. And when did you go and bake the shtei lechem? When did you bake the lechem upon him? Our man, the Yomer, our Mishnah holds, it was not Doiches Shabbos, you had to do it before Shabbos. And therefore, the Shtei Alechem Necholis Ein Pochus Mishtayim. When could the Kehanim eat from the Shtei Alechem? Remember, Shtei Alechem is once a year on Shavuos. Since this Mandiyama holds that you should go and bake it the day before, the first time that you can go and eat it will be on the second day. So when it says Shnaim, it really means day number two. You baked it on Erev Shavuos, and you eat it on Shavuos, day two, Ein Pochus Mishtayim. V'lo Yoyser Shloisha. It could be there will be some years that you'll eat it on the third day instead of on the second day.
Shavuos comes out Motzei Shabbos.
Ketzad. Nevois me Erev Yontif. If you baked on Erev Yontif like usual, Mechalos B'Yontif, that's Lishnai. Chol Yontif L'Yoyis Acher Shabbos. If Yontif fell out on Sunday, who is celebrating if Shavuos fell out on Sunday?
The
Bais Susim, they were all ecstatic. Two-day Yontif, yeah. Anyway, so you can't go and bake it on Yontif, you can't bake it on Shabbos, you have to go and bake it from Friday. So Nechelis L'Shloisha, it was baked on Friday, then you had Shabbos, now Sunday is Shavuos, so that's day number three. Okay, very simple. Lechem Panim, the exact type of Cheshvin, same type of Cheshvin. Lechem Panim Nechel, Ein Pochus Mitisha, not less than 9 days, for Yoyser Lachados, and not more than 11 days. Ketzad. Now, from Erev Shabbos, if it's baked on Erev Shabbos like normal, according to this Mandi Omar, Venechel B'Shabbos, then it's eaten the following Shabbos. That's already Letitia. That's already the 9th day. Because if you bake it on Friday, were you to eat it the next Friday, that would be day number 8, like a bris, right? If the child is born on Friday, the bris is on Friday. So this is the 8th day. Since you eat it on Shabbos, that's called day number 9, Letitia. Chal Yontav Lio is Erev Shabbos. What happens if Yontav falls out on Erev Shabbos? I can't go and bake it now on Yontav on Erev Shabbos. I have to go the day before, which means on Thursday. So Nechel Asara. So then it will be eaten by the Kahanim the following Shabbos, which will already be the 10th day from that Thursday. What happens if it was a 2-day Yontif? How could you have 2 day yontif? Yontif, Rosh Hashanah, we're everywhere. Oh, so now you have to go and bake it on Wednesday. Nechalat chalach and osir, then you're going to go and eat it on the 11th day, the following Shabbos, which would be day number 11. Sorry?
Exactly what I'm thinking. Why don't you do an Erev Tav Shuvah?
Next shikl. Veda doicha leisa Shabbos, v'leisa yontif. It's not doicha Shabbos, not doicha yontif. Now, I don't even understand why you're saying we should have to make an Erev Tav Shilin. Afterwards, why don't you go and say, are you allowed to go and cook and bake on Yontif? For sure you're allowed to go and bake on Yontif. Yes, so what's the problem with you? Oh, so you're saying because you're not...
It's not Sarach Yontif.
Oh, besides that, it's...
Because Shema, you have an Archim, but you could never feed them.
In case David HaMelech comes and he's on the run from the kitchen.
Remember, Rabbi said, when it comes to cooking and baking on Yontif, we learn it from a special pasuk. Anything that you're using for chil oichel nefesh, for cooking, for eating, that is mutter and yontif. Every other mulach it's osir. And the more dashins lechem v'loy ligvoya. If you're preparing food for yourself, you're allowed to go and cook on yontif. You're preparing it for gvoya. That's why it's in the pasuk lechem lechem v'loy ligvoya. Yeah. Good, everybody remembers that pasuk, that Rosh
Hashanah. Yeah, this is
for the Kohanim. Yeah, but it's for the Beis Hamikdash. Exactly. If you're wondering where I'm taking this from, this is the last Tosis here in the Perek. You go down 4 or 5 lines into the Tosis, he says, "Umishani shani osam nekro lechem v'loy ligvayim." Good. So therefore you cannot go and bake it on Shabbos, you can't bake it on Yontif, and we have Kahak Tzuris. What I thought somebody was going to ask is a more fundamental question, and that is, Rabbi Isai, if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Thursday and Friday, what's going to be the following Shabbos?
Yom Kippur.
It's going to be Yom Kippur. It's going to be Yom Kippur. You won't be able to see Yom Kippur. And you're right, the next day is Tzim Gedalia. But since we can only eat the Lechem upon him a week later, and that's why we're saying 9 days, 10 days, 11 days.
You eat it after Shkia. What's the problem?
When you eat after Shkia, when?
Yom Kippur is on Shabbos.
Right.
So after you make Havdalah, then the Kohanim eat there.
What day of the month is that now?
It's the 11th. It's legally the 11th.
Now it's the 11th of Tishrei. Right. It's already the 12th day since the baking, because you baked it on Erev Rosh Hashanah.
Mm-hmm. I see.
I mean, the whole cheshvan of the ten, 11.
But in the Beis Hamikdash, unlike in the halachic world outside the Beis Hamikdash, we do follow because Hector Avarim v'Chalavim
follows it. Very good.
Follow the korbanos.
Beautiful.
So the achilas kohanim like that would be grandfathered in, as it were. Would be mater in through that.
What you're saying is absolutely correct, and that's exactly what Rashi answers over here. If you look at the Rashi, Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah, look, it's about a quarter down the Amid, and skip 2 lines, V'kasha, Yud Beis Nenu, you have to wait until Sunday, meaning Matzah Shabbos. Deinecholzah Matzah Shabbos, Doitzah Shabbos Av Yom Kippurim. We keep on focusing on, you're baking it on Thursday, on Friday, and Yom Kippur is the next Shabbos. Oh, my God, Nishkefer. Deinecholzah Kodshim, Laila Hoylech Acher Yoyim Sheovar. Meaning, well, what does Rashi mean by that? Whenever you bring a regular carb, not a carb shalom, a regular carb, you can eat it liyoyim v'layla. But I thought you can only eat it that day. How can you eat it already at night? That's already the next day. Gabi achilas kodshim. That's an exception to the normal rule of a erev ayivoyker, that for Jewish counting, we always start the new day from at night, and we continue on until the next day. Here, when it comes to achilas kodshim, we start during the day, and we continue into the night. So therefore, even though technically on the calendar, this would already be the 12th day since the time of baking, however, since achilas kodshim follows the prior day, so Matzah Shabbos is like Shabbos, not like Yom Kippur as if eating on Yom Kippur Chas Hashem. No. In terms of calling it day 11, it's mutter to call it day 11. You don't have to go and say it's already day 12 for our purpose. Rav Shimon Gamliel, I'm finishing off the Mishnah. Mishim Rav Shimon ben Haskan, doyche es yom tevein doyche es yom tzayin. No, you do not have to wait for all these extra days, whether it's for Shea Lechem or for Shoshana or for, no, that's just talking about Lechem upon him. That, you know, it is Doicha Yontif after all, but it's certainly not Doicha the Tzoyim of Yom Kippur. So you certainly couldn't go and bake it, for instance, as Rashi, what happens if Yom Kippur fell out on Friday? You certainly couldn't go and bake the Lechem upon him either in Shabbos or on Yom Kippur. You'd have to go and bake it from the day before. I know somebody will make a comment, Shlomo made the comment already yesterday that Yom Kippur can't fall out on Friday.
It's after Korban Bayis.
Exactly. But at that time, it was possible. So it's not Doicha Netzayim, but it is Doicha Yom Tov. Didn't we say before, Hu Levad Yosel Lechem, Lechem Eloi Lekvoya? So you remember the Gemara in Mesechus Pesachim that has that drasha says, the other man, the Omar, in this case, Rav Shimon Gamliel, he holds that we darshan lechem v'loy li'akum, that you can use it for yourself, but not if you are cooking for guests who are Gentiles, then you do not have the heter of cooking on Yom Tov.
And since Rav Shimon Gamliel, halacha kamoso, except for those three exceptions in the Mishnah, so we paskin like him.
Well, you're right, except that he's saying Rav Shimon ben Askan, right. So maybe that changes the formula a little bit.
Okay.
On to Gemara. Yeah, exactly.
No, it was Rebbe, his son.
Okay. Anyway,
he was actually one of the Harungi Machos for Shimon Gamliel.
And we continue on. Omer Ravina, the Dibriyoyim, the Dorim Adavas, Enkrev Miyontiv. As we know, there's a Shaila. Can you go and bring a Neder Nadova on Yontif or not in the Beis HaMikdash? Yes, a Sugya Masechtas Chagiga. Can you bring a Neder Nadova?
You mean on Yontif or on Chol HaMoed?
We're talking about Yontif. Cholamoid, you can do anything. And not to Malachas, not Malacha, but here talking about bringing a carbon, that's no problem. According to Yom, they cannot bring your own carbon oila. We're not talking about the oilas for Iyah, Shal, Mechagiga. Those are Choyvois. We're talking about Neder Nadova, according to him that holds Enkrim Yontif. Loi Tema, don't tell me the rice of Mechsi Chazir. Really, man, I tell you, good. For Rabbanan who the Gazru and the Chomer Exeter Shalayasha, that he shouldn't wait. Meaning, As we know, a person has to go and bring karbonos. Whenever a person makes a neder nedava, you got to go and bring it. So the average individual says, I don't want to go and bring it now, middle of the year, the expense, the airfare, the time wasted. I'm going to wait until Aliyah regular, then I'm going to go and bring it. No problem, you're allowed to do that. However, if a person now waits to bring it on Yontif itself, Yontif, he might not get the chance. He wakes up late, he goes to the mikveh, he goes to the smigdash, he says, sorry, there's a line of 10,000 people in front of you. And he's going to mess it up and he's going to miss it. And eventually he's going to be over on the isser of Balti Acher. So therefore, maybe that's the reason why the Chum said, don't bring an Neder Dov on Yom. You want to bring an Erev Yom Tov? Fine, come early. Don't have your flight arrive 2 hours before Yom Tov. Come 3 days earlier. Or go home 2 days after Yom Tov. But don't bring it on Yom Tov itself because of this Shema Yashem. So don't say that's the reason. Don't even bring it minha toira. Why not? Obviously, you have to bring on Shavuos. You can't bring it earlier or later. But like there's no svar over there. Oh, maybe they're going to go and postpone it. He's going to do it only after Yontif. He's going to be over and about the Achen. So you see, even things which are Chavuos Yom is not Doicha Yontif. The same thing applies, and maybe Metakolshkin and Dorabedavis, you cannot go and bring on Yontif min ha-toyra. And the reason is, like we said before, because it says lechem v'loy legvoya. The only thing that you're allowed to go and do on Yontif is for yourself. Hu levad liyos lechem b'nat legvoya. Bring before Yontif, after Yontif. Had v'lochshdi alechem. Nu perik, nu mishnah, zukta mishnah. Hamanochim v'anasochim shenitmu ad shaloi kidshu. Bekli yesh lem pidjon. When the Mishnah is telling us something that we've known all along, and that is something known as Kedushas Damim and something known as Kedushas Haguf. Kedushas Damim is that when you go and take, for instance, flour, and you say, flour, I'm bringing you now for a Karbin Mincha, it gets Kedushas Damim. When you put it into the Kli Shareis, then it gets infused with Kedushas Haguf. What's the Nafkimina? The Nafkimina, whether you can be poided it or not. Why would you want to be poided? And the Mishnah gives an example, for instance, Shinitmu. The Menochas and Nusachim became Tamei. What, I can't use it anymore for a carbon. So actually, Kitchev Kli, as long as it was not into the Kli Shareis yet, it doesn't have Kedushas Haguf. It only has Kedushas Dam Yeshlem Pidjoy. What you can do is you can go and sell it to somebody that can use flour.
Talmudic
flour. For instance, even a Kohen can use Talmudic flour during those days when he happens to be Tamei. Or he can give it to his wife during her Yimei Tuma. So there is a market for things of this nature. So you can be pointed, take the money, and you buy brand new Mincha Nesach. But Mekitcha Bekli, ain't them pinyon. You can't be pointed anymore because it's Kedusha Seguf. And as we'll see in the Gemara, the only time something which has Kedusha Seguf, Yesh Lem Pinyon, is if you're talking about a behema that became a Baal Mum. But you cannot get a mum in the case of a mincha or nisachim, as the Mishnah explains, and as we'll see in the Gemara. What happens if oifis or eitzim Eitzim cannot be pshutikli eitzim, it have to be a kli, because otherwise pshutikli eitzim not mekabel tumah. So even though eitzim alavoyna ukli sharish mission in once they became tamei, I want to be poyed of them. Amen pidyon shlem pidyon ela b'behema. The whole concept of being poyed is only shayach b'behema when it becomes a balmum and not all of these other items. And so therefore, once they get kedushas aguf, it's too late to say. Even though the Mishnah gave the example, even this tahoyin, you have menachas and nesachim, which are tahor, and you decided, nah, this mincha doesn't look so good, and this wine looks a little bit off, and I don't want to use it. No, you can be pointed even if it didn't become tamei. My timer, kamed lekitchen bekli, kedushin damen niftin, that's not a problem. So why did the Mishnah say nitmo? It should have just said, menachas and nesachim, ach lekitchu, yesh lem pejoin. Really, the same thing applies. I invited the Kabbalah, Mr. Seifi, he wants to tell us a Chiddush in the Sefer. The Mishnah Kitchen Bekli, even though it became Tomei, and therefore I'd love to go and be poided. Once it became Kitchen Bekli, Ein Lempidyon, you're stuck. Dafila Nitmu Nami Loi. Even though it became Tomei, and I really feel bad, what am I going to do with it? It's all, I can't be poided. I'm going to have to just throw it out and burn it on the Beis Hadash, and I feel so terrible. That's why, since the chiddush of the sefer is misha nitmu no etza, kotaninami reishish nitmu. Fine, that's why it's a nitmu b'lav dafka. Zokti mori etz tzedach lekitchen bekli. Now we have to change the gears over here. Tzayin goes and reverses the whole girsa. Where's the girsa? Shenit misha kitchen bekli ein lehem pidyon. Once it's kitchen bekli, you cannot be pointed. Frankly, more pshita. Of course, once it's the Scottish Bekli, it can be poyed. Kedusha Guf, no. It's not Kedusha Guf, and you can be poyed in Kedusha Guf. It's just so good that when a whole Balmum ikri Tamei, since we find that a Balmum is called Tamei in the Torah, Tamei nami ki Baldum dami, and therefore Avagav the Kodesh Kedusha Guf. Kinafu be mom, mevrik, hani nami livrik, kamash malon. What does he more mean with all of this? Okay, so on the, let's just take a quick look at the Omid Aleph for a moment, starting on the top line, Ubalmum, second line, Ubalmum heichi ikri tam, what do you think Ubalmum is called tamei? Desanyish, and the Braisim. The emkol behemah tmeyash leyakrivu mimena korban l'Hashem. If you have, talking about a behemah tmeyash leyakrivu korban l'Hashem, what can you do? Gesundtai. If you go to the end of the Pasuk says, behemah desa behemah lefnei hakoyin, for purposes of being poided. Ooh, you can be poided behemah tmei. Says the Gemara, that Pasuk, the Bali Mumin Shiniftan Akosa Medaber. We're not talking about a behemoth tmeya with a suks
or
a chamor. Rashi gives three examples on the first narrow line. Sus gomol v'chamor. When I'm not talking about the person who was makdish behemoth tmeya mamish. No. We're talking about a balmum because of the fact that you cannot bring it as a carbon has a status like a behemoth tmeya. Why don't you say poshim shah behemah tmei means baby tmei? So jemoy ain't el behemah mamish. Kishoyim if the behemah tmei for the bekech a behemah tmei amura. We ain't talked about behemah tmei. What do I need two psukim? Mani mekayim call behemah tmei but bali mumen shenev do akosim edaber. He's talking about a mamum. Ah, so we see that Rabbeinu Shloim in his vast infinite wisdom called a balmum a behemoth tmei. And a balmum we know, you can go and be poided. Rashi, by the way, in Chumash also explains that pasuk, behemoth tmei, we're talking about a balmum, based on, of course, our Gemara. So getting back to Gemara. Look, Gemara, since I find, Sol Kedai Techmina, three lines to the bottom. Hoyul balmum ikri tamei. The Tobe Torah calls a behemoth balmum. A tomei is therefore the two terms are now synonymous. This tomei nami is kimbal mum nami. So avagav the kodesh kedushas aguf kinafel be mum mivrik, just like a behemah, which is a regular normal behemah. Once it becomes a bal mum, then I could be poided, even though it has kedushas aguf mivrik. So haninami may be a tomei, which the Torah calls a bal mum tomei. So maybe tomei is like a bal mum mivrik kamash malon. We're not talking about this type of tumah. We're talking about the sus and the chamor type of tumah. The meklisharis loy ashchon the mifrik. There's no such thing that once it becomes the Scottish meklisharis that you're going to go and be pointed. A behemah balas mum, you can be pointed. But anything which is a mincha or nesachim that goes in the klisharis makes a difference. Tumay tar, you cannot be pointed because it now has been infused kedushas ha kuf. We'll stop over here. Boys and Mitchum continue tomorrow. We'll repeat it again tomorrow. This dinner bungalow.